All right, class, that'll be all for today. Yes, please read through chapters 118 and 120. And that should help you complete your homework assignment for today. Yes. Excuse me, listener. Can you please stay after class today? I have something I would like to discuss with you. Yes. That's the bell. All right. Everyone have a pleasant afternoon. Listener, thank you for staying after class. I hope it won't be a problem. After all, we've done this many times before. Haven't we? So, about yesterday. I'm sorry if I came on to you. That was very unprofessional. It truly was. You may not understand. It's just, I shouldn't be coming on to you like that. I'm a teacher, you're my student, and although this is college, I do not believe the college would look down on that very nicely unless you were to leave. Am I asking you to leave? Dear heavens, no. I just. Never mind. I shouldn't be trying to discuss that with you. Anyway. So please. Don't say anything about yesterday. Yes. I know. We kissed. And a lot more. But that can't happen in the classroom, you understand? I'm sure you know. You can't say things like that. What if someone was to come in and hear the entire conversation? It wouldn't be appropriate. Now, if you wish to discuss your grades as teacher and student, I'd be more than happy to help you. Otherwise. Hey, you can't just push me down on the desk like this. Like I said, what if somebody was to walk? You're insane. You're truly insane. What is it? You do what for me? You'd leave the college for me? You can't do that. No, I won't allow it. You need to get your education. That's most important. Don't sit here thinking about me. I'm some random old woman. I'm twice your age. You are such a problem. Listen, I don't want nothing more than to go home to you with your arms wrapped around me. Truly, you are amazing. But do you think that's okay? Do you think it's okay if we're together? Naturally, I don't know. I don't know what to do at this point. Oh, sorry. You're gonna quit college anyway. So it's not like I can stop you. So you were to say, that if I had your child, it wouldn't matter. Because you'd come live with me, quit school and get a job. Now, I suppose you already have your 4-year degree. But are you sure that's fine? You want to go to another college I don't teach at? I suppose that can work. But again, you shouldn't be so smitten with me right now. Can we wait until after you've undergone it? Please. Let's wait until then. Okay, listener?